Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for every morning. Rosh Shichli Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Rosh, Rosh Hanum, Tzokin, Rosh Hanum, Tzokin, Rosh Hanum, Zev. And it's based on Torah that I received from my Rabbi, Rabbi Gon of Yaakov Tov and Hanuk Shlita. In the book of Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Beis, Vayom Yirmiyahu, Hayadvar Hashem, Eil Alem, Or Inech, Hanum, Elp, and Shalem, Dotcha, Bailecha, Lemor Knelecha Sadai Hine Hanamel Ben Shalom Dotcha Boy Lecha Lemor Knelecha Sadi Asher Banasa Iskilecha. Said, and the word of Hashem came to me, saying, Behold, Hanamel, the son of Shalom, your uncle, is coming to you, saying, Buy for yourself my field that is in Anasos. For the right of redemption is yours to buy it. Ve'avoy elayich hanamel ben dodi kidvar Hashem el chatzar hamatara ve'omer elay kne na es sadi asher ba'anasos asher be'eretz binyamin ki lecha mishpat hayirusha lecha gula kne lach ve'eda kidvar Hashem ben hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the prison yard according to the word of Hashem and said, Please buy my field that is in Anasos, that is in the country of Binyamin, for the right of inheritance is yours, and you have the right of redemption. Buy it for yourself, and I know that this is the word of Hashem. Skipping, it says in Pasuk, Tezayin, Vespel Hashem, Achari Titi Sefer Mikna, Al Baruch Baneria Lamor. And I pray to Hashem after I delivered the deed of purchase of this land into the hand of Baruch Baneria, saying, Aha Hashem Elokim, Yine Ata Sisa Seshemayim Ves Arts Bukhachacha Godol, Ubizaracha Natuya Lo Yapolim Imcha Koldover. Ho, O Lord God, behold, You have made the heaven and earth by your great power and your outstretched arm, and nothing is hidden from you. It continues Yirmiyahu, Oise chesed la'alofim, u'mishalim, ovoin ovoisel chik b'neyam achreyam, hakel ha'gadol ha'gibor Hashem tzvokos shemay. Who exercises loving kindness to thousands and requites the iniquity of the fathers, pays the iniquity of the fathers, into the bosom of the children, after them, the great God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Rashi says, "Mishalim avon avos el chayk," he pays the sin of the fathers to the bosom of the children. Hador hazeh hochim acharei avosim b'derech ro. This generation that's going after their avos in a bad way, so he is going to punish the children for the sins of the father. It says, "Hagadol v'agibor, Hagadol agibor, Loran v'anoira." Says Rashi. It doesn't say the word noira. Why not? Amar oivde koychovim merakdim behicholoi. Aye noira oisov. In the Seches Yuma, Bedaf Samech Tes. The Goyim are dancing in his Hechel. Where is his Nerois? The Goyim are destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Where is God's Nerois? So therefore, Yirmiyahu did not say the word Neira, because he was in the door of the Churban. In the middle, there's no Neira in the door, that you don't see God's awesomeness, because the Goyim are destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Now this inyan of Chiyuv Mishalom Avos Al Chayk B'neihem, which is what we find in Shmos 34:7, Poiked Avoin Avos Al Banim. We see in Maseches Brachos 7a, Sanhedrin 27b, that's only Ba'oichzen Maisa Avoiseyem Bideyem. That's only when the children follow in the path of their fathers. they sin the same sins of their fathers, so they get punished for the sins of the fathers. And this is Shaykh for four generations, Al Shileshim, Al Ribeim. And that's what Rashi here says, that this generation is Hochem Achar Abusayim B'derech Ha'ro. They are following the ways of the Avos in their evil ways. And therefore they're punished for the sins of the Avos because they are continuing this corrupt path that the Avos paved for themselves. El Chek B'neam Achareim. So to refine here in Targum Yenison, Ovid Tivu La'alfei Dorin U'mashlim Choyve Avosa L'bnaya Kad Mishalmi B'naya L'mechte V'asleyam. He does good to thousands of generations and pays for the sins of the father to the children when the children follow in the ways and sin like their fathers. And that's like we see in the Bavli, that the children get punished for the sins of the father. Makkos 24a. Bo arvin avim ubitlum. Moshe amar poiked avoin avois alban and bo yecheskel ubitla. So it says that there are four gzeirus Moshe Rabbeinu made. One of them is that God punishes the children for the sins of the fathers, and Yechezkel nullified that when Yechezkel said, "Hanefesh achoteis hi tamus," only the soul that sins will die. What are we talking about here in the book of Yechezkel? So for that, we have to open up Yechezkel. Yechezkel chapter 18. Pasuk Hey says, Yechezkel, Vishki Yatsa, I'll just read it in English, translation. So a man who is righteous and practices justice and righteousness and does not eat offerings of meals on the mountains and does not lift up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither defiles his fellow man's wife, nor approaches a woman in her period of separation, and wrongs no man, what has been pledged for a debt he returns, he has committed no robbery, gives his bread to the hungry, and clothes the naked with garments, does not lend on interest, doesn't take increase on a loan, doesn't take ribis, keeps his hand back from wrong, he executes true judgment between man and man. He has walked in my statutes, he has kept my ordinances to deal. Truly he is a righteous man, he shall surely live, says Hashem Elokim, if you beget a profligate son, Ben Poritz, who is a shedder of blood, and he commits upon his brother any of these crimes, and he does not do all these good deeds, but has even eaten offerings of a meal to the mountains, and defiled his fellow man's wife, Isaac and Avedizara, Kilei Arayis, wronged the poor and the needy, committed robberies, and not returned pledges, lived life's idol, committed abomination, gave out an interest, etc., all these bad stuff. He shall surely die. His blood falls back on himself. And behold, v'ine holy ben v'yaris kol chatas aviv v'sher asa v'yire v'lo yase kehen. He has a son who sees all the sins of his father which he has done, and sees and does not do likewise. He doesn't eat on the mountains of a desara, doesn't lift up his eyes to the idols of Israel, doesn't defile his fellow man's wife, wrong no man, doesn't retain any pledge, committed no robbery, gave his bread to the hungry, covered the naked with clothing, didn't take ribis, kept my laws. Hu lo yamus ba'avon aviv, chayo yichya. He will not die for the sins of his father, he shall surely live. His father, because he illegally suppressed, committed robbery against his brother, and did what was not good among his people, hold, he shall die for his iniquity. Why does the son not bear with the sin of the father? But the son has practiced justice and righteousness. He kept all my laws and he carries them out. He shall surely live. A soul that sins, it shall die. A son shouldn't bear iniquity for the father of the father. Father shouldn't bear iniquity of the son. The righteous of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. So this is terrific. What do we see here? We see that the children are not punished for the sins of their fathers. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin and Makis, it says that this was a gzeil of Moshe Rabbeinu, that children are punished for the sins of the fathers if they go in their way. And now it's saying, no. Now, children are not going to be punished for the sins of their father, only because of his own sins. So the question is, how does Rashi explain in Yirmiyahu that the Jewish people were makabel einesh shel churban hamikdash mitzad sharei hador hazeh hochen achar avoseihem b'derech harach, and therefore shilam avoseihem chek b'neihem? This generation is going after the Ravos in an evil way, and therefore Rashi explains that based on the pasuk that the children are punished for the sins of the father because they're following in the ways of the father. Yechezkel was mevatel that whole idea. That whole divine system of justice, where children are punished for the sins of the parents, if they follow in the ways of the parents, was nullified by Yechezkel. And Yechezkel lived in the door of the Churban together with Yirmiyahu. So how can he say, how can Yirmiyahu say that now children are getting punished for the sins of the father, when Yechezkel was mevatel then? We see in Yirmiyahu chapter 16, Vayaki Sagid Lamazeh, it's called Ramayel Vamarelech, Ma Almad Var Hashem Aleinu, it's called Arazis, Ma Avineinu, Ma Chatasenu, Ma Hashem Chatanu, Hashem Avikeinu. You know why you're getting punished? Because you served idols, you didn't keep the Torah. You're just following your hearts. You're not listening to me. The Radak explains, because you follow in the way of your avos. You see, again, the churban beis hamikdash is because you're following the way of the avos. But why is that so? Didn't Yechezkel cancel that out? So what's pshat that they're being punished for their avos when Yechezkel canceled this? We have to say, they didn't achinami, how about Talia? Not only is they're not Akasha, but that's exactly Pshat and the Gemara. Even though Yechezkel lived in the same generation as Yirmiyahu, nevertheless, the purpose of Yirmiyahu was a Navi of Churban. And Yechezkel's Shlichus was to be a Navi of after the Churban. Radak, at the beginning of Yechezkel, writes in the name of the Medrash that Yechezkel was the son of Yirmiyahu, and they were both Kohanim. Not that he's called Yechezkel ben Buzi, it's because Yirmiyahu was disgraced in his Bazi al Nevoisov. And in Yirmiyahu in 17:1, Chatas Yehuda Ksuva Be'et Barzel Tziporin Shamir, Rashi explains Be'et Barzel, Midrash Hagad Be'et Barzel Tziporin Shamir, Ayedir Yirmiyahu Shinikram Rav Bazel, Yechezkel Shinemar Lo Kashamir Tzur Chazak, Kashamir Chazak Mitzur Nasati Mitzurcheche. So Rashi doesn't bring from the Medrash like the Radak. There's a hemshech between Nevuas Yirmiyahu and Nevuas Yechezkel because they're related. Again, according to the Radak, Yechezkel was the son of Yirmiyahu. But Rashi does bring that there's a hemshech, that they were both sent in order that Chatas Yehuda should be written by them. Chatis Yehuda Ksuba be'eit barzel v'tziporin shamir. So who's writing with this eight barzel, with this pen of copper? Yirmiyahu. The way Yirmiyahu is called Amar HaBarzel. Yecheskel is also called Shamir Chazak. Pasuk there also says Shamir. So also is a hemshech between Yirmiyahu and Yecheskel. So Rashi understood that's the Chiddush of Yosef Rechanina. But even though the Churban was a kiyum of Mishalim, Avos Alfeik, Bnei Achareim, Kinevuas Yirmiyahu, but from that generation and on, Yecheskel was Mevatel, this Navi, this Nevuah, and from here on in, Anefesh HaChayitis Hitam was Ben Lo Yisabavana, Av, Av Lo Yisabavana Ben. Now, from now on, you don't have to carry on the Avos of the sins of your parents, only your own sins. And that's the tzeiruf between Yecheskel and Yirmiyahu, that Yecheskel, Yirmiyahu was the Navi Achorban, Poket Avon HaSalbanim, the sins are punished for this, the children are punished for the sins of the father, and from Yecheskel, from after the Churban and on, no more. Now on Nefesh HaChayitis Hitam, you're only punished for your own sins. So that's the first stage of this journey. And please God, there's a lot more to say, but it's very yisodistic in Yanam, obviously. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest of us, boy. But in other we shall continue.